Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, people, you got to listen to this now. You got to listen to this. And I'm sorry if, I'm sorry if this bothers you. I really am. And we've had this conversation for so long now. And I do know, I get it. Some of you feel like this is, I don't know, a victory lap for people who are against JK. I don't even like that label. I'm not against Jonathan Kuminga. I simply see this situation a certain way. And my opinion is that the last 72 hours have actually been rock bottom for JK and the Warriors. Because this DNP is built differently than the previous DNPs. Those previous DNPs were high-leveraged situations, playoff games, play-in games, all of that stuff. This time, it was just Sunday in Chicago. And you and I talked about that yesterday, and you seemed to agree. And then after that, listen to these two questions. Dibs, you crushed it yesterday.
Thanks, partner.
Two home runs. Kapler would have benched you in the fifth inning.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Listen to these two questions and what Steve Kerr, how he answers them, right in the middle of afternoon drive on 95.7 The Game. So here's the first one, and this is with regard to following up Pat Spencer's appearance on Steiny and Goo when he referred to himself and TJD and some of those other guys as the Stay Ready crew. So take a listen.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Goo earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those stay-ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph, and, you know, they're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there, but it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
Okay, so there's a second one that we're about to play. Warrior fans would really love to know how these two responses make you feel. Okay? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls throughout this 5 o'clock hour. 888-957-9570. So the first one right there, you asked him, can he be part of the Stay Ready crew? And his answer is kind of like, his ambition. Yeah. Basically, his ambitions are a little bit too high for that.
Yeah, his ambitions are to start, play a lot, 25 or 30 minutes, and be featured. And that doesn't really go along with being a Stay Ready guy.
No, and I think that that is a horrible characteristic to have for any athlete. Your coach has a hard time saying that, yes, you'll stay ready in every moment. I think that's a very bad characteristic. And then check this one out. Another question that you asked, and this one is simply about effort and trying and want to. And is that a part of why Jonathan is now not playing? Listen to this back and forth between Dibbs and Steve Kerr.
Is it as simple as those little things like the effort and the want to that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. He has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him, you know, last game, because Guy Santos came in and really made a huge impact both the Philadelphia and Cleveland games. And, you know, the energy and the passing, the connection, all those things that that Pat and Guy can provide, that's what our team needs right now. And so, I said this the other night. I mean, it's no different from any other player on the team. It's just that, you know, JK always gets the most attention from you guys.
And we cop to that. There's no question. Jonathan Kuminga is the number one most polarizing situation of 2025 in Bay Area sports.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk won the award last year. He will be on hand at the award show on New Year's Eve to hand it over to Jonathan this year. That's the way it went. So, sure, we're guilty on that, just like everybody is.
We are.
All of you listening too.
Right, and we got to that spot in the interview, and I was asking him a loaded question that was designed for him to say, no, I wouldn't say it's effort or want to. I just don't think that the combinations and the connectivity and the fit right now, you know, we still love JK and what he can bring to our team, blah, 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 blah. But instead, yeah. Steve, is it the effort? Is it the want to?
And he goes, yeah. He goes, yeah. And then he says, for sure.
Right.
Yes, for sure. He's not playing well.
He's not playing hard.
That's a direct quote.
He's not playing hard. The want to is not there. And those were my words, which, you know, anytime you ask a question like that, you're looking for the coach to have a chance to just to not say that that's the case. And this way, this time he's like, that's actually the case.
Yeah.
That was what was shocking. And I looked at Grandy and he looked at me and he's like, I can't believe he answered that like that. And I was thinking, I can't either.
Speaking of Grandy.
Pat is that mother. That became clear.
All right, there it is. Okay, there it is. That's the sounder. Boom. Pat Spencer jersey time. Be caller 5-415-523-4652, and you win. It's that simple. Caller 5 right now, 415-523-4652. Good luck, and if you don't win, remember, one more keyword still coming up this hour for you to try to text in and win the Brown the Town Curry, Butler, and Draymond jerseys later on this hour, okay? 888-957-9570. So to me, this is all kind of like laying in the weeds under the radar. But he gets a DNP on Sunday, and people are still like, oh, we're back here again. No. This is way worse, in my opinion. And this, I'm sorry to say, this is exactly what I was worried about all summer long. We are here. This is what I was worried about, and this is not for me to pile on JK. The point that I actually have today is this is a failure by the Golden State Warriors to correctly assess when was the right time to move on, because I believe that time has now passed. It doesn't mean that they won't. It doesn't mean that they won't get anything in return. It just means that it's not optimal. It's not an optimization sensation. Is what it is, because the Warriors have clearly felt this way for a while, and all summer long, it was wait, and then they do this contract that, let's be honest, feels a little bit like putting a square peg into a round hole, because they wanted to try to maximize the asset, And maximizing the asset probably means doing something 2 years ago.
Well, and I don't think that they, at that point, were ready to, quote, give up on Jonathan Kuminga. And I look at this past summer, and I don't think that that was the time. We went round and round all summer on this idea of the qualifying offer, the sign and trade, what Kuminga wants, who might want him, what's the package. We all kind of ground ourselves into submission over the same thing over and over and over. So I'm going to withhold judgment on the right time or the wrong time based on how this ends, because they might get to the deadline or when they can move him January 15th, and they might still get a nice nifty package back from whoever for Jonathan Kuminga. So we don't know that, and I don't think that the summer was the right time. And if you want to go back a couple years, well, I think that's a little unfair, because before Jimmy Butler came and before Kuminga got hurt, he was playing his best basketball. And they weren't always winning those games, but he was showing you the player that he thinks that he is and that they thought that he could be. So circumstances led in a certain direction. He got hurt. Butler came. He got DNPs and all the rest of it. But I do think that if you go back to last year, it's unfair to say that, you know, the team should have seen this end game, because he was playing well.
Yeah, but first of all, I think you said something key in there. You're still not winning a whole lot of those games. You were winning some, but it's not like it was translating to winning. And secondly, you do have to go back further and remember, like, there was a rebounding issue against the Kings in the playoffs 2-3 years ago. Like, the organization for a long time, whether they're right or wrong, almost is not even my issue right now. Their assessment is that there has been a problem in terms of style of play, and now we're in the space of effort. Now we're really in an offensive space. This is really an offensive space. Like, how would you all feel if, give me a young player for the Giants. How about Bryce Eldridge? You want to know what Steve Kerr just said yesterday? Bryce Eldridge is in the opening day lineup for the Giants, and three games in, they send him down to the minors. But it's because he keeps hitting ground balls to second base and then not running to first. Would all of you stand up and be like, you have to give Bryce a chance?
It was a little bit like Doval, I think, when
very good call.
He was closing, and then he was a little bit chaffed that they had him come in games that weren't save situations, and he got lit up, and then he kind of went into a funk, and it's like, he's not the same pitcher he was the year before when he was an all-star. So he got sent out, came back up, pitched well, and then some of those things kind of percolated again, and he got dealt.
Yep.
So I think that's a fair comp.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair comp. So these are, I don't know. I know a lot of people are like, oh, same old story. I think this is different. This is very different than the playoffs last year, in my opinion. And to have Steve Kerr openly agree with you or confirm your question by saying yes, effort, want to, these are problems right now, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I think what you said about the timing of it is what makes it so just kind of head-scratching, because it's not a high-leverage game. It's just a game in December, just another one of these NBA games, and he didn't get to play at all?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Pert in Hayward. We'd love to hear, Warrior fans, how did these responses from Steve Kerr make you feel? He says yesterday, yes, desire, want to, effort have been an issue. And then also hesitated to say that Jonathan Kuminga could be part of the stay ready crew that Pat Spencer has nicknamed the bench players who sometimes don't play. Pert and Hayward, you're first up. Hi, Pert. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just wanted to weigh in on the Kuminga situation. I think we're way past, like, giving this kid a chance. It's and we have to, like, really, you have to trust Steve Kerr. There's so many fans, like, divided. But, like, when you really think about it, when you just put it in plain, terminology, it's like you either have it or you don't. This is like the NBA. This is like the best basketball players in the world. Like, we're 5 years in with this kid, and his trajectory, his career basically has been, oh, okay, potential. All right, he starts playing well. Oh, my God, he's playing lights out. Boom, he gets injured. He goes out for a while. Oh, okay, then he comes back.
okay, where's my role? What am I doing? He's got to find his game. He still has not found his game. And, like, you look at everybody, like, in the NBA who becomes superstars, right? They have it right away. You see it. The eye test is there. And lately, and, like, every now and then, you see JK, he's just, like, he loses confidence. He loses interest. And it's just like, you know what? Either you got it or you don't. And in this highest level, the it is the mental aspect. And clearly, JK does not have that mental aspect. Maybe, yeah, you have to give him a chance. He's only 22. But for me, I'm out on him. It's like, dude, like, we got to move on, you know? And fans and people who are, like, love to blame Steve Kerr, it's like, what would you do if you were in Steve Kerr's shoes, okay? You've won championships as a player, as a coach, and you know what you know, okay? Jonathan Kuminga, he doesn't know yet what he doesn't know. He thinks he knows that, but I don't know if that's making sense. But if you've been in the league, like, with Steve Kerr, what would you do? You have to go with the guys you trust, the guys who could make a shot, the guys who are just mentally prepared. And, like, people ragging on Pods and, like, oh, he's not doing – Pods, he came after JK, you know, and yep. He's still trying to find his game. So that's basically all I got to say. I'm out on JK, and that's nothing like, oh, no offense to him. It's just like – you know what? Again, you either got it or you don't. And in this case, it's like, we got to move on.
Bert, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm not going to remove the possibility of players being kind of late bloomers, especially when you're Jonathan and he doesn't come from that kind of structured college basketball background. So I hear what Bert is saying. I don't think necessarily you can always see it right away. I just had my antennas go up yesterday because the conversation changed from fit to effort.
Yeah.
That to me is a, you know, people want to know what's new in the JK situation. Well, my opinion is that the conversation that we had with Steve Kerr yesterday to me was a conversation changer. And that's the quickest way for me to say it. We've been talking about fit and now we're talking about effort. And there's no lower thing that you can accuse a player of than lacking effort.
Especially when that was a big talking point throughout the summer. And even last year, we had our exit interview with Steve, and I asked him about, you know, can it fit? Can it work? And he said, yeah, I'd like to think so, but I do. But it was going to be, you know, we need him in camp, and we need to work on it, and we need to put our heads together and figure out how it can work. And you look at the start of the year, and it did work. He was playing with effort
yep.
and force, and it was working. And Jimmy had that big article, I think it was Anthony Slater in ESPN, and talking about taking him out to dinner and putting his arm around him and, you know, big brothering him and all the rest of it. And from then to now, it's only been maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks of time since that article. And now we're back to DNPs and talk of effort.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. The number again, the last keyword of the week for the Steph Draymond and Jimmy Butler Brown the Town jerseys is coming up here in just about the next, 10 minutes or so. But we'll keep taking your phone calls for sure. Dave in Fresno is next. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I just, you know, with Steve Kerr's comments, I'm like, come on, you know, like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm tired of the bashing of JK. I know you guys are not doing that and piling on. I think the bigger conversation is just the Warriors' mismanagement of these picks of JK, Pods, the tall one, what's his name?
Wiseman.
Wiseman. To me, that's the bigger issue, in my opinion. I think the mismanagement of JK. You know, we're at this point now, question is effort, because they mismanaged it from day one. And to me, that's the conversation that needs to be had, not where we're at now.
Dave, can I interrupt? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Can you tell me the mismanagement part? What did the Warriors – I can get with the idea of, they made a bad pick maybe, but in what way did they mismanage him, in your opinion?
In my opinion, if you bear with me, I'll be as quick as I can. In my opinion, to me, it's similar to the Trey Lance situation with Wiseman, Kuminga, and Trey Lance, where I think they drafted guys who were very raw, and both teams had a timetable, I think, of championship window mode, however you want to describe it. And I think both cases, I think that these players were probably not drafted in the right situation, where the team was really, in a rush. They didn't have time to develop the player, to let the player work through their struggles and, get on the field or court and trying to figure it out. And then you got veterans who are established veterans who are probably not going to sign off on a project. So the head coach has to, kind of balance, do I want to develop the player or I'm trying to win, but he's making mistakes. Like, I don't have time for that. So I think in all these cases with these picks, I think the Warriors find themselves a hard time trying to, work through the growing pains of a player who you drafted who's very raw from a different country, young age. And it's like, you're mad because you bought some oxtails, right? Oxtails take a long time to cook. The Warriors trying to microwave it, and you taste it, and you're mad it don't taste right. Well, if you want to buy oxtails, you got to let it – you got to cook it slow, man.
Yeah, so
food analogies always will work here on Willard and Dibs.
Dave, thanks. So here's the thing, though. I think Dave's got great points.
Yep.
I wouldn't use the word mismanagement. What I would say is that strategically – it's the wrong pick. Not just it's the wrong pick, he's bad player, bad guy, none of that stuff. Like, that's the number one thing I'd love to remove for this conversation. He even said, like, the JK bashing. It just isn't. I don't see it that way. It's not Jonathan Kuminga bashing. It's nothing personal against it. It is a situation where we're looking at a basketball team and one of its high-level picks that are not working out, and we got to figure out why. And if you do want to go back to the beginning and say the Warriors thought that their championship run was done, so they went with a project, and it turns out their run wasn't done, I think that's a very fair criticism. I also don't think that's a very nefarious mistake, though. Like, that's... You know what I mean?
I do think it's one born out of hubris, and I don't know if it's a lake of production, but the whole two timelines thing, which is a mythical ideology,
agreed.
But it reeks of two timelines where you've got a team of veterans and you're thinking, all right, we're going to go young with projects and think that in 3 to 5 years, when our old guys are old, these young guys are going to be ready to pop and flash, and we're going to turn the page into our whole new group.
Yep. I think this is a great point. I really do. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense to me. But when you get to the more modern level of this, when you get to now, when you get to the last 20 months of this story, I don't think the Warriors have mismanaged it. I think that Jonathan Kuminga has not taken advantage of the opportunities that he's been given, and he should absolutely be thankful for those opportunities because it's year five, and now you've got a coach questioning effort and an NBA dignitary. Like, honestly, like, the JK side of it is one thing. The other side to this that really stinks is a multi-time championship coach has somehow got a portion of the fan base thinking he's a jerk, thinking that he is stupid, thinking that he should be fired. Look, if you think that, you think that. But people with four rings usually don't kind of get treated that way because I don't think that this is as personal as everyone has liked to have made it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.